Have a guest joining us this morning, visiting with Larry Hunt, who is the principal at the Cam North Elementary School, which is in Oneida. And we're going to talk a little bit about an award that they picked up here recently. Larry, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, talk a little bit about this Blue Ribbon Award that you folks at the Oneida Elementary School were able to receive. It's a pretty nice little honor.
It is a nice honor. For the 2010-2011 school year, Oneida Elementary, which is now the Cam North Elementary, was nominated by the State Department of Education as a Blue Ribbon School. The nomination goes from State of Iowa to the U.S. Department of Education, who officially names us as a Blue Ribbon School.
What was all involved? I mean, how does this all come about?
Two criteria that we're looking at for Blue Ribbon School were, over an extended period of time, high level of academic scores on standardized tests. Second way we had was with our low SES students, we've narrowed the gap to where they were proficient.
But this is a whole school effort. I mean, this isn't something that one person or one small group of people do. This is everybody pitching in.
You know, I like to look at we're looking at the community, the parents, the students. We have a great staff. And it took all four groups to really actively get this award. It's not something that just the school got. It's a whole community award for us.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about some of the initiatives? Are you doing anything differently that helped you get to this point, or is it just good hard work?
Well, it's a lot of both. We've had very good faculty over the years. We've used Reading Rescue. We've used Read Naturally. So our reading scores have been very high. And those are still initiatives that we're still actively pursuing right now. But it's just a lot of work that goes into the whole process of teaching our kids, and the kids have been very receptive to it.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little bit about what this means for the school? I mean, what do you guys get out of this?
Well, I'd like to say there's money, but there's no money, but as schools, we're always looking for that. We will be receiving an award in November. We'll be flying to Washington, D.C., where we'll be awarded along with 300 other schools nationally, and we'll receive a flag to fly outside of our building and a plaque naming us a Blue Ribbon School.
Mm-hmm. And this is fairly exclusive in Iowa. There aren't a lot of schools that got this designation.
There were 7 schools that were awarded a Blue Ribbon status this year, 4 of them elementary. It's pretty exclusive. We're pretty proud of our efforts.
What the students' part in this? Of course, they're the ones that have to perform at the end of the day and show that the teachers are getting through to these youngsters in the first place. But, what's their response? What are they thinking about all this?
A lot of them, we really haven't had our celebration yet. We'll have our celebration after we get back from Washington, D.C., and we'll include the middle school and the high school, because a lot of the kids that are in the older grades were part of this when we started. So we'll have our celebration at that point in time. A lot of the younger kids aren't really sure what the Blue Ribbon School is. Mm-hmm. They know that the teachers are very happy right now, that there's a lot of things going on that we're very proud of. And we do tell them that we're proud of the kids and we're proud of the effort that we put forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is a whole district effort, really, when you think about it. It's the Cam North Elementary, or last year's Oneida Elementary, I guess, actually that received the award. But as you said, it folds over everywhere. These kids, of course, they're going to grow up. They get older. They're going to move on to the other buildings and things. And I assume this is a motivational tool now, too, for not just the students, but the teachers as well.
Really, it is. We're proud of what we've done. We know that hard work got us to that award. Mm-hmm. We know what we have to do, that education is changing constantly, that we still have to put forth the effort. I think it's going to really boost our morale a little bit. It's really going to push us to do even better things in the future.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about how the school year is going here in the early part? Are you trying some different things this school year?
We're trying basically the same things we've done. We're using Read Naturally. We're using the basics that we've been doing for the last several years, because they're proven. Mm-hmm. They're working quite well for us. We're looking for new things to try that are proven that we want to put forth. But right now, we're just mainly staying with what has been proven and successful for us.
Isn't it tough, though? I mean, you've got all this technology that sometimes you battle with more than anything else, trying to figure out how to use it as it continues to emerge. And you've got, in some cases, teachers that have been around a long time that are still used to using textbooks and some of the old simple methods that we used when we were younger. It's difficult to merge all this.
One of the things that if we want to look at anything that we're doing new is, technology is something we're very proud of. We are a 1-to-1 district, 3 through 12. We have a lot of technology in the lower grades, K-1, 2, even with that. We have Promethean boards in all of our classrooms. So we're using technology to enhance what is already proven and what we're doing.
What about the community? Are they aware of everything that's going on within the school district? Most schools are very open about what happens there and the types of techniques and things that are used. Are they involved?
They are involved. We've had community members in our SIAC committees that have been involved with the goals and the technology that we're getting into. As far as the Blue Ribbon School nomination, there were a few people that were aware that we were nominated. Until the official nomination came out in September, we wanted to kind of keep that under wraps a little bit. So we really haven't publicized it a great deal. The word is getting out now. And we'll have a community celebration with our students in our high school and all the students involved, probably shortly after Christmas, after we get back second semester.
What is the whole nomination process, the selection process like? Is this something you guys have to apply for, or are you noticed by others?
We were noticed by the Department of Ed. Okay. We were sent an email that we were for the State of Iowa Department of Ed. We were asking us if we'd accept a nomination. With that nomination is a application form, about 20, 25 pages. So we collected the data of our district and what we were doing in our scores that they had, and we submitted that. And then it was kind of a wait and see from the U.S. Department of Ed and what we could do.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So school year's off to a good start. No problems, no worries. Everybody's a great student this year.
Yes. School year is off to a great start. We have had a remarkable start. We're very excited about it. Things are going very smooth. The kids, you know, didn't really drop much from last year. We're actively involved, and they're having fun.
And the pressure's on when the testing period comes around.
Now the pressure starts in November to keep this rolling in the right direction.
Yeah, I keep pushing them forward. Very good. Well, have fun with the trip. Who all goes?
There are six of us going. Mr. Pelzer and his wife, Becky, are going with us. Kay Stork and I will be the two with our spouses in with the acceptance of the award. So there's six of us will be in D.C. for those 3 days.
Okay, very good. Sounds like a lot of fun. Have fun with it, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, and we're really looking forward to the trip.